This parable talks a lot about family dynamics, the things going on within a family, and not least of which, sibling rivalries. I was thinking a lot about sibling rivalries as I was praying over this gospel, getting ready for this homily. We can all relate to different sibling rivalries, I think, whether it is on our own personal experiences of our own siblings, or whether it is in observing sibling rivalries in other families, extended family, that sort of thing. That sisters or brothers, siblings competing with each other or finding different ways to push little buttons and that sort of thing, or different ways in which they play along together and have fun. All these different things make up these sibling rivalries. I know with my own sister, we certainly had our share of different sibling rivalries, some of which I didn't really find out about until I was much older. Finding out that when we were quite little and my sister would want to go out to eat, a lot of times she would tell me that, "Mom and Dad are thinking about going out to eat." And of course I would get all excited and I'd say, "Mom and Dad, are we going out to eat?" And, my dad usually said no. But, she would use that way to try to convince Mom and Dad to do something different. But without her having to do it, she'd get me to do all the dirty work, so to speak. But we'd have those different things. I'm sure there were other ways in which I got my revenge on her in other ways, in my own way. And it's interesting too, watching my two nieces now, they're teenagers now, but when they were quite little and still a little bit now as teenagers, it'll be really interesting to see how, on one moment, they'll be the best of friends, sharing different things, sharing photos on their phones, talking about different things that they've seen on social media, and talking about with friends and all sorts of different things. And then it seems like at the drop of a hat, all of a sudden, they're mad at each other, don't want to talk to each other. And then within a few minutes again, they're back again to being the best of friends, sharing this and that and other things. It's an interesting dynamic, siblings, how they interact with each other, what's all happening. And it's all within different family dynamics. One doesn't have to be a family counselor to see that there's a lot going on with family dynamics in this parable that we just heard in the gospel. This father who has two sons who don't even communicate with each other within the story itself, but who are seem to have some jealousy between the two of them, who are competing for the father's love. We hear too this relationship with the father, who has a son who, essentially, when he says that first line, saying, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." Now, people didn't do that in this time, in Jesus' time. To say, "Father, give me my inheritance," is akin to saying, "I wish you were dead. Just give me the money that you owe me, and we'll call her good." It's really a slap in the face, a hard thing that the son is just saying, "Give me my inheritance." And then he goes and wastes it on many different things, on foolish things, on immoral things. And then to see as well this father with the older son, who doesn't feel that he is being loved, who feels jealous at his brother, who is frustrated over this party, that the celebration that the father throws for the younger son, the younger brother. There's lots going on in this family. But we are called to really look at this in terms of the Father's desire to be close to us. The Father's desire for us to be able to come back from sin. And in the Father's desire to have the whole family together once more. In many ways, we can relate, I think, to both of these sons in different times in our lives. Whether it is when we realize that we need to turn back to God, when we realize that we have sinned and we need to do a better job of our life, of our faith life, that we need to go to confession, that we need to be able to come back to being in the church, being in the family of God. We relate to that younger son. And some might feel even a stronger connection, especially if you feel like you've had this a very deep conversion, having left the church for a while and coming back, realizing I need God. I need this in my life. I need this relationship with God. And then for some of you, you might feel a deeper connection with the older son. We feel that we have really been at the Father's side, apart from maybe some sins that we needed to confess. We've been at the church. We've been with our Heavenly Father. We have been part of this family of God. And maybe we feel a little jealousy over how God cares so much for these people who have sinned, have gone astray. And we might want to say, well, wait a minute. I've been here the whole time, Father. How come you're not paying attention to me? How come you're not letting me have this or these blessings? We might be, again, feel that jealousy as the older brother feels in the parable over that. But something that I realized in praying over this parable this week, and it comes when the older brother refuses to go in and the father goes out to him, to meet him. And it says, the father pleaded with him. The father pleaded with him. This celebration isn't just about the younger son. It's not just about the relationship between the father and the younger son. It's not just a celebration for the younger son. The father wants the older son there too. Later on, he says, we must celebrate and rejoice because your brother was dead and has come to life again. We must celebrate. The father doesn't just want to celebrate with one son at a time. He wants to celebrate with the whole family. And so when it comes to our lives, when we come back to God, God wants all of us to celebrate. Celebrate the return of our brothers and sisters. To celebrate one another being with God. Coming back to Him. Today is called Laetare Sunday. That's why we're wearing the rose-colored vestments. It's a joy that we are over halfway through Lent. Over halfway to the season of Easter. My brothers and sisters, let us return to the Father. Let us turn away from sin, turn back to the Father, and so truly rejoice in the Father's house.